Lauren Krogman, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council, shares an update from the recent Beltwide Cotton Conferences in Fort Worth, Texas. The conferences, held over 3 days, included individual reports, panel discussions, and hands-on workshops and seminars that provided attendees with information to help producers make key cotton production and marketing-related decisions.
This year's Beltwide Conference were hosted in Fort Worth, Texas from January 3rd through the 5th. The 3 days and 11 concurrent conferences consisted of individual reports, panel discussions, and seminars, which provided attendees with information they needed to help make key cotton production and marketing-related decisions. We had a great crowd this year with nearly 900 attendees, which is our highest count in more than 5 years, and so we are very grateful to all of those that made the trip to join us and present at the conference. The Cotton Technical Conferences provided findings from current research and updates on emerging technology and programs aimed at elevating U.S. cotton production and processing efficiency. We had some great topics this year, including reports in the Consultants Conference on advancing seed technology, new varieties, and precision agriculture technologies like the John Deere See & Spray. We also featured presentations on agricultural aviation challenges and regulatory updates, including the Endangered Species Act on pesticide availability. The Sustainability Conference reviewed updates to the U.S. Climate Smart Cotton Program and the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. Soil carbon health, management of emissions, and organic cotton production were also hit topics. Thrivon, of course, was on everyone's radar again, with many USDA and university researchers making presentations in various conferences. Recordings will be made available to all of our registrants within the next few weeks on our website at www.cotton.org/beltwide. And then following that, our proceedings will be posted on that same site in May.